morning by your singing.
我今天早上我真的是感恩神赐福音，真的感恩。
Oftentimes, and this is not in any way a negative towards instruments, but oftentimes the instruments drown out the beautiful voices.
我不是在批评我们的乐器啊，不过经常有的时候乐器把我们的美妙的声音遮掩住。
And so this morning, I've been able to hear you as you've sung like angels, and that's good news.
可是今天早上呢，我听到你们的声音就好像天使的声音，这是大好的信息。
It's my privilege to be with you again, and I trust that this morning that your hearts will be blessed as God has prepared my heart for what I have to say.
再一次是我的荣幸站在你们面前，我希望神准备你们的心，就好像他预备了我的心一样。
A week ago, I ran into a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time, and my response was, "How are you doing?"
一星期以前碰到一个老朋友，很久没见了，我跟他说你怎么样了。
His response back to me was, "How much time do you have to listen?"
他给我答复说你有多少时间来听。
That caused me to realize that I looked at my watch to say I don't have very much time.
我忽然了解到，我看了一下我的手表，说我没有太多的时间。
But as I continued to think about that, what a tragedy is that when someone has something on their heart, that oftentimes our conflict is not enough time.
我在思想着这个问题的时候，我想说是多么的不幸，我们经常有很多心上的事情，但是不够时间。
There are many pressures that we face in life.
我们生活里面许多的压力。
But I believe that the biggest pressure we face is the man that we look at in the mirror.
但是我想我们面到最大的压力是我们每天看镜子的那个人。
Simply ourself.
就是我们自己。
Life has a way of robbing us of the perspective that gives our lives meaning.
我们的生活经常会使我们没有办法看到我们生命中的意义。
How do we recapture and keep the perspective?
我们怎么样再把这个生命中的意义再捕捉回来呢？
What do we do when we're swallowed up with the routine of life?
我们每一天繁忙的事情把我们吞灭的时候，我们该怎么办？
How do we keep from being swept away by the good that comes our way?
我们怎么样才能够不让我们所面临的事情把我们冲去？
The most direct answer to these questions is illustrated in a vivid detail in one of the most familiar stories of all of Scripture.
我想一个最直接的答案就是在圣经里面一个很生动的故事，我们大家都很熟悉。
It's a story that's so familiar that our minds rush to the end of the story.
但是我们因为这个故事太熟悉了，我们经常很快就跳到这个故事的结尾。
It's the story of Joseph.
就是约瑟的故事。
And it's the story of our lives as well.
这同样的也是我们生命的故事。
I want to encourage you today to go home and to begin reading in the book of Genesis in the 37th chapter and to the end of the book of Genesis, the story of Joseph's life.
我鼓励大家今天回去开始从创世纪三十七章到创世纪结尾，看看约瑟生平的故事。
There is no way this morning that I could take all of the scriptures of Joseph's life and somehow be able to talk about them, but we're going to tell the story of Joseph's life and see what we can learn from it.
因为今天早上不可能把所有的经文在这边跟大家解说，但是我们要尝试一下把约瑟生平的故事跟大家说明白。
Joseph's life was ripped away from his father's side.And thrown into a well and sold to slave traders.
约瑟的生命，他是从他父亲的身边被拆开，然后丢到一个井的里头，后来又被卖到埃及作为奴隶。
On that 300-mile journey through the desert, with no hope of ever seeing home again, that 17-year-old boy must have been filled with terror.
在这个300英里的路程上，这个17岁的年轻人。想到说再也没有办法再回到家里，他一定是满了恐惧。
Joseph had no idea what was going on.
他无可思议到底是什么在发生什么事情。
He had no idea of anything.
他对任何的事情都没有任何的了解。
No Bible, no law, no promise of God.
没有圣经，没有神的律法，没有神的应许。
All he had was a handful of stories of his grandfather Isaac.And his great-grandfather Abraham.
他只有一些关于他的祖父，关于他的曾祖父，雅各或者亚伯拉罕的一些生平故事。
And yet from the standpoint of history, we know a great deal is going on.
但是以历史的角度来看，我们知道那个时候发生了许多巨大的事情。
God is preparing to do something very special to raise up a nation.
神在那个时候已经预备开始要做一件很特别的事情，要兴起一个国。
The nation through which the Messiah would come and save the whole world.
然后弥赛亚要借着这一个国来，而且拯救全世界。
It would have been great if someone would have told Joseph the whole story.
如果那个时候有人跟约瑟解释这个，当然是一个很好的事情。
Though God was silent, he was never absent.
虽然神是缄默的，但他并不是不存在。
May I come back and just repeat that again, because I think it's very important for every one of us this morning. If there's a single main point that I hope you would go home with, it is simply this one.
那我再回来重复一下，如果今天早上你忘记了所有的信息，请你记住这一个。
Though God was silent, he was not absent.
虽然神他是缄默的，但是他是在背后。
There have been times in your life and my life when there has been God's silence, but he has always been there.
我们在你我的生命中间，神经常有的时候是缄默的，但是他是一直在那。
It's later in the story that we discover that the Lord was with Joseph.
在这故事比较后面的时候，我们才发现到说神是与约瑟同在。
In the 38th chapter of Genesis, which we're not going to read, but I encourage you to read later, we find these words: "The Lord was with Joseph."
在三十八章的里头，我们当然不读了。这边有这样子的话说：神与约瑟同在。
Now some would say that the Lord showed himself in a strange way to Joseph.
有的人说在神在约瑟的身上有一个很奇怪的一个显现。
The Bible says that from the time that he put Joseph in charge of the household of Potiphar, Joseph was blessed by the Lord.
圣经说当约瑟成了波提法家里的这个总监的时候，神就在一直祝福他。
Potiphar's home was blessed because of Joseph's faithfulness.
波提法的家受到祝福是因为约瑟的忠心。
And Joseph was put in a no-win situation with Potiphar's wife.
但他在一个很没有办法赢的一个情况被摆在波提法的这个妻子的面前。
Listen to the words of Joseph.
听一下这个约瑟的话。
With me in charge, he told her, this, he told Potiphar's wife,
对他对这个波提法的妻子说，他说我是来总监管这家的。
My master does not concern himself with anything in the house.
主人都不知道，他把所有的事情都交给我的手里。
Everything he owns, he's entrusted to my care.
他所有的他都交在让我来处理。
No one is greater than I am, Joseph said.
约瑟说在这家里没有比我大的。
My master has withheld nothing from me.
我的主人也没有留下一样不交给我
except you, Potiphar's wife.
只留下了你，除了你之外，他的妻子。
Because you are the wife of Potiphar.
因为你是波提法的妻子。
How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
然后说我怎能做这大恶得罪神。
You see, that's what you do when you are confident that God is with you.
这个是当我们有足够的信心神与我们同在所能够说的话。
You do the right thing.
你做正确的事情。
In the story of Joseph, he did the right thing.
在约瑟的故事里头，他做了对的事情。
When you do the right thing, it may go unnoticed.
因为做对的事情，有的时候没有人注意到。
But don't let the enemy come in and begin to deceive you by saying,
要让这个仇敌来欺骗我们说
Life doesn't feel like a story.
你的生命不像一个故事。
Just like a bad dream.
就好像一个噩梦。
But while Joseph was there in prison,
但是约瑟他在监牢的里头。
The Lord was with him, and he showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden.
这里说因为耶和华与约瑟同在，他在所有的事情尽都顺利。
And then came a big break in Joseph's life.
然后呢，他这一个转机发生了。
A break that was forgotten. He was forgotten.
这个转机他自己都忘了。
He interprets the dream.
他解说了一个梦。
But the chief cupbearer, however, forgot who he was and what he had interpreted.
但是这个酒政长呢，他忘记了约瑟，帮他做过这样子解梦的事情。
But although man forgets, God doesn't forget.
虽然人可以忘记，但是神不忘记。
But God remembered because God was up to something big in Joseph's life.
神纪念他，因为神要做一件很伟大的事情。
In the meantime and in the between time,
在同时，在这个事情的中间的时候，
Joseph did what anybody would do who was in his shoes.
约瑟在他的身边里头做个每一个人都能够做的事情。
That is, if you're confident in what God is going to do in your life.
那就是说，如果你确信神会在你生命中做事的话
，You see the bigger challenge that was confronting Joseph.
所以我们在这边看到约瑟更大的挑战。
He had passed the test of need.
他已经过了这个需求的一个测试。
Next, he was to be confronted with the test of prosperity.
他在贫穷的时候已经经过这个考验，他现在在富裕的时候要经过同样的考验。
And this is where in the story Joseph's fortune begins to change.
那这里我们就可以看到说他的事业就开始转机了。
Pharaoh had a dream and Joseph was called in.
法老有做了一个梦，他把约瑟召集到面前。
Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I had a dream and no one can interpret it."
他对约瑟说：“我有一个梦，但是没有人可以解。”
But I've heard it said that you are able to interpret dreams.
但是我听人说你可以解梦。
This was really Joseph's big moment, wasn't it?
所以我可以说这个是约瑟他一个很转捩点的一个时机。
It was a moment of truth.
这是一个他面对现实的一个时机。
But listen to Joseph's response.
但是听一下约瑟怎么回答。
I cannot do it.
他说我自己不能做。
But God will give Pharaoh the answer that he desires.
他说但是神会要给法老所想要得到的答复。
Joseph's response did not seem to make sense.
我们这里好像约瑟的答复并不了解。
Review with me for just a moment. Taken as a slave, sold by his brothers.
跟我再思考一下，他是被他的兄弟出卖，被卖作为一个奴隶。
Put in prison,
被放关在监狱里头。
Forgotten about,
被忘了。
Then given a leadership position as a cupbearer in Pharaoh's house.
然后他在这个法老的这个家里头，这个酒镇长给他了一个职位。
Where he was over everything that happened in Pharaoh's house.
所以所有法老家里的这个事情，通通是他来掌管。
Pharaoh's wife comes to him and says.Why don't you sin with me?
然后法老的妻子来到他面前说：“你为什么不跟我犯罪？”
But Joseph says, "No, I'm confident that God is going to care for me."
但是约瑟的答复说是不，因为我确信神要看顾我。
And then comes the moment of truth when Pharaoh asks him to interpret the dream, and Joseph says, "I cannot do it."
但是这个转捩点的时机的时候，法老叫他解梦，他却回答说：“我没办法做。”
You see, that was the absolute right answer.
因为你知道这个是完完全全正确的答复。
Because Joseph had total confidence that God was with him.
因为约瑟有一个完全的信心，他知道神与他同在。
As a result of Joseph's response, Pharaoh said,
因为约瑟这样子回答，法老说。
I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt.
他说我现在把你放在全埃及地的这个上面。
God indeed blessed him because of his willingness to surrender and to be dependent on God.
因为约瑟无条件的归顺神，信服神，所以神把他摆在这个高贵的位置。
How does that apply to us today?
这个我们怎么样应用在身上今天？
Let me just simply say it this way. God uses men to accomplish his plan when nobody knew there was a plan.
我这样子讲好了。神今天用人来完成他的旨意，甚至于我们还不知道他的旨意是什么。
There are times in your life when it doesn't make sense.
你生命的里头有时候好像什么事情都无法解释。
But doing absolutely the right thing, you begin to see God's plan worked out in your life.
但是如果你继续做对的事情，你会开始发现神在你身上的计划进行。
When I was growing up as a little boy in Ohio,
当我在俄亥俄州一个男孩长大的这个情况的时候。
My dad was driving home from a meeting late at night that we as a family had attended.
我父亲一个晚上，我们家庭去参加一个聚会，然后他在开车回来的路上。
When we had gone to the meeting, there was absolutely no snow or ice on the road.
当我们去聚会的时候，路上没有任何的雪或者是冰。
But as the evening while we were there at the meeting, it snowed a huge storm where about a foot of snow fell in a couple hours' time.
但是在聚会的一两个小时之内，有一个很大的这个暴风雪来了。
We got in the car to return home.
我们回家进了车里。
And as we're going down this steep hill with the road covered in snow, a car pulled across the road in front of us.
当我们在走一个埋了雪的这一个下坡的时候，忽然有一个车子要切入到路上。
Seeing what was happening, sitting in the back seat as a young teenager, I remember that I was panic-stricken.
我记得当我坐在后座是一个像一个年轻人那个时候，我忽然有一个恐惧感。
And what I saw happen next didn't make any sense at all.
下面看到的事情呢，对我来讲没有任何的解释。
My dad took his hands off the steering wheel, and he just said, "God help us."
我的父亲把他的手从方向盘上拿下来，说：“神啊，保护我们。”
Now my plan would have been pull the steering wheel, steer the car around the car that's in front, but Dad simply took his hands off and said, "God help us."
如果是我的话，我一定是紧紧地抓住方向盘，要闪这个车子。但是我的父亲却是把手放下，说：“神。”
I remember the incident as if it happened just yesterday.
我的记忆清晰，就好像昨天发生的事情。
At that moment, our car went into a slide and slid around the other car and then back onto the highway.
就在那个时候，我们的车子忽然就慢慢的滑翔往边上去，绕过这车子再回到路上。
My dad had confidence that God was absolutely in control.
我的父亲有这样绝对的信心，说神完完全全掌控这个事情。
No matter what the circumstance was,
不管周遭环境如何。
No matter what common sense called for, he did what he believed was right.
不管我们说人之常情之外，说该做什么事情，他知道他做的是正确的事。
I asked you the question this morning, do you know what God wants to do through you?
所以我今天问各位几个问题，你知道神要借着你做什么吗？
Do you know how many people God wants to use your life to influence?
你知道神要借着你来影响多少个人的生命吗？
Do you know what hangs in the balance of your willingness to surrender to him?
你知道如果你把自己降服在神的面前，这个所有的不同的事情平衡在哪里吗？
Think of these words, with all of this as a backdrop. These words are found in Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 18 through 20.
让我们思考一下，在所有这些故事的后面，这个马太福音28章。
Then Jesus came to them and said,
16节，他们见了耶稣，耶稣对他们说，
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
天上地上所有的权柄都赐给了我。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you.
并且凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
Those are our marching orders.
这个就是主给我们的这个命令。
They are God's words of promise.
这也是他的应许的话语。
But let me simply say this: the story is not complete.
就是我可以简单的说，我们这个故事还没有完成。
Each of us have been invited to participate in this promise.
因为每一个人都被邀请在这一个应许的里头。
And what is the promise?
那这个应许是什么呢？
I am with you.
我与你同在。
I am in you.
我住在你里面。
Now live and love as if you were absolutely confident that God is with you, because He is.
所以借着我们在对神这样子完全的信靠，我们去活，我们去爱。
He may be silent, but He is not absent.
他可能是缄默的，但他并不是缺席。
It is lived out and carried out one day at a time by simply being confident that God is with you.
我们要每一天活出、做出，借着这个完全信靠神的信心。
You read this morning at the beginning of the service the verse, it's my life verse. Let me remind you of those words.
今天早上我们在聚会的时候读了一句我觉得一个生命的话语。
Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing.
腓立比书一章六节说深信这个。
That he who hath begun a good work in you,
在你们心里动了善功的那一位，
will do all of the completing.
他必成全这功。
My dear brother and sister, when it doesn't make sense,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你生命里头无法解释事情的时候，
our confidence needs to be in the one who says, I am with you always.
我们信心必须要重在这一位说我与你同在的身上。
God's part is often done behind the scenes.
我们知道神的工作经常是在幕后做。
His process is done behind the scenes.
他的过程经常是在背景的里头。
And all he wants from us is to simply trust him.
他所要求我们的只不过是一个简单信靠的心。
God's promise to Joseph was true, and is to us today that same promise.
就好像神给约瑟的应许是确实的，今天也是同样给我们。
As the benediction to this message, I ask you to turn to Psalm 23 again.
就在这个信息的结束，我们祝福，我请大家再翻到诗篇23篇。
And I ask you to read Psalm 23 aloud. The Lord is my shepherd.
我们请各位就是同声来念23篇，耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not want. Please read it.
不是缺乏，我们来念，一起念啊。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走路的。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。你用油膏我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
My prayer is that as you move through today and every day from this day forward, that your confidence will be in the God who is never absent. He is always with you. Amen.
我的祈祷是从今天一直到以后所有的日子，你每一天就靠着信靠神的信心过你每一天的日子。求主祝福我们，阿们。
谢谢 Pastor Jay 给我们分享神的话语。
We thank Pastor Jay to share the words of God with us.
因为他最后用这个诗篇二十三篇做我们的结束的话语。
Because he end with the exhortation from Psalm 23.
我们现在要回应他给我们的话语，我们来唱诗歌第二十四首，也就是诗篇二十三篇的中国调。
And as a response to this benediction, let's sing in the hymn 24. This is also a Psalm 23, but in the Chinese
melody.
Chinese melody.
Of Joseph is your story and my story. And it's God's story of answer to us. I am with you always. Let's pray. Father, as we have shared in these moments together, we give you all praise and honor. To you be the glory. And to you may our lives be the reflection to the world that we live in. We thank you for these brothers and sisters as we've met today. Bless the fellowship and the food that they will share in. And their love for one another. And their love for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
默祷，散会。
Sign prayer.